right, let's get on with the show, shall we? I have this thing. There's a number of, I take a lot of supplements every day, but there's also, as a diabetic, there's a number of pharmaceuticals that I require, that I count on, you know, to keep everything ticking along and headed in the right direction. And sometimes they change my, I'll go to pick up a renewal and they'll say, well, now you're on this. Well, why am I on this? Well, it's the same as that, only this is cheaper. Okay. If it's the same as that, I'll buy that. Well, I don't have a choice, because it's what the insurer says they'll pay for that makes things go around. But the obsession with reducing public spending on the prescription drug file, is it working? Is it doing what it's supposed to do? A new study is out today from the Montreal Economic Institute that says this: the government monopoly would reduce the quality of prescription drug coverage. Yannick Labrie is an economist and a healthcare policy analyst at the Montreal Economic Institute, and takes time to join us off the top of the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to get you on the show.
Thank you.
So what we're doing isn't working?
No, it is not. Clearly, it is not. What we've seen in the last few years is that the pharmaceutical cost containment measures are becoming more and more widespread, and these policies, like price caps for generics, for patented drugs, limits to the reimbursement of new drugs, like you mentioned in your introduction, these policies entail significant unintended consequences. And among those, well, we see a delayed access, restricted access to new drugs. The risk of shortages have increased in recent years, and we discourage innovation as well. So basically what we say is that we should take a pause, look at it, and look at the long-term cost that these policies may entail.
Do we look at it as a whole, though? Doesn't the pharmaceutical perspective not look at the holistic perspective, not look at the actual what we pay for emergency care? Shouldn't we be looking at that as health care?
Oh, yes, obviously. We should not look at drug spending in isolation, and that's what we're doing right now. But many drugs replace more expensive medical procedures. Quite often, we use medicines instead of relying on surgeries and stuff like that. And what we look at that medicine produce savings elsewhere in the healthcare system. So we should look at it as a whole.
Well, why don't we then? I don't understand that. I mean, yeah, that's just good sense to me.
Oh, yeah, it does make sense. But, you know, with the aging of the population, our national healthcare systems, they are under pressure. Government are trying to find ways to cut spending. And, well, actually, the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmaceutical expenses, it's kind of a target of choice for them. So I think we should look at it, like I mentioned, yeah, as a whole.
One of the issues, I guess, that continues for me is we keep, I think we have this attitude that this is our system, this is what we've inherited, this is what, you know, I'm entitled to my entitlements, thank you, Mr. Dingwall. But what that's a roadblock into improving it, because changing it doesn't necessarily mean you're taking away anything.
No, obviously no. If we first acknowledge that pharmaceutical innovation brings with it tremendous benefits to patients. The use of medicine has been associated with significant reduction in mortality, in lost work days, and increase in life expectancy. And there's a huge body of evidence showing those long-term economic benefits for society. So our policymakers should take a careful look at it, and try not to cut corners, cut the expenses in the short term, but at the expenses of having less innovation and less medicine available in the future.
So what we're doing now is budget first, patient second?
Yeah. And it's, well, actually, we should acknowledge as well that it's a laudable intention for government. They try to better control their budget. But these policies, like I mentioned, entail unintended consequences.
Yeah. And I guess that's my point, right? Like, I unintended consequences have to be addressed. You can't just say, oh, well.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, but people as well need to be aware of that, that it's not, there's no free lunch. That's what we say in economics.
I love it. That's a great way of summing the whole thing up. Yannick, thank you. Great to get you on the show.
My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yannick Labrie is an economist and a healthcare policy analyst at the Montreal Economic Institute. This idea of a pan-Canadian drug plan, pharmaceutical plan, he says is no. No, we shouldn't do that. What we're doing now isn't working, but having the government take over 100% of it is not the answer. There will be shortages. There will be generic drugs that may not address what some people want. There will be, it really should be, patient first, budget second. And he's right on. It is laudable that the government wants to bring spending under control. I don't think that should be at the expense of healthcare.